Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes atire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gonzalez, our standing ball, take color 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a town in Germany that accidentally ordered way too much toilet paper has finally gone through it.
Yeah, you can't order too much toilet paper.
More than 12 years later.
You didn't order too much. It just takes a while to get through it.
Right, you just didn't have to pay for toilet paper for the next 12 years.
Right, it doesn't go bad, it's not going to spoil, and you're going to wipe your ass. I hope that's a true statement.
Fair.
Yeah, you're right. The only time I've seen it go bad is if you have mice.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll nibble on it.
Ruin my booty experience. Mm-hmm. Hey, damn mouse. I want to wipe my ass with that. Look what you did. Now I got to wipe my ass with you.
Get all those little chunks in there.
My buddy had a dog that would eat it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't see the dog for a while. I can't remember her name. But then you'd see her, and she'd like lick the toilet paper and then carry it like all the way out.
Get rid of the dog.
It ain't worth it. Twitter is changing its app to make it more like Instagram and Snapchat.
What does that mean?
That'd be a good question for, the CEO.
Okay. I don't understand that. Like, a lot of people like Twitter because it's not those.
Right. But I guess, I wonder if it's the lower of the social medias. I wonder if it's just starting to die out, so they're like, okay, we got to keep it new and hip, and that means being like everybody else and being late to the party.
I've just yet to see a ton of businesses were just being like everybody else. That seems odd. I mean, Twitter is not as advanced as like Instagram is growing.
That's kind of the nice thing about it.
Yeah.
Right. It could use a revamp, sure, but that revamp doesn't come in place of what everybody else is doing. I go to Twitter because I get a breath from all that.
Twitter's kind of like a pencil, right? Most people use computers and all that, but pencils are pencils. They don't sell as many pencils, but they haven't really changed what a pencil is.
Yeah. Exactly. This is scary, but with a twist ending. Some crazy guy recently drove from Maine to YouTube's headquarters in California to confront them after they deleted his channel. Turned out his wife actually did it.
Ah, look out. She should move out.
If he's that crazy, she
should move out.
That's part of the reason she deleted it, and the guy's father also agreed. Like, basically what he said is, my son's kind of a lunatic. She deleted it because things were starting to go south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to get out.
Yeah, you don't want to... Look, we got a lot of nutty people in the Pacific Northwest. Maine is the East Coast equivalent of that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Run very fast. Police in Wisconsin had to help out an opossum that got its junk stuck in the slats of a wooden fence the other day.
I wonder what that possum is doing.
That just goes to show you that cross species, man, if the junk is in trouble, we're here to help.
No, I mean, what would you do? Like, take a shovel and hit it from the other side? Gonna hurt for a second, but...
You still feel that possum's pain, though, man.
What do you think that possum would...
That's right!
I thought it was a person. That was a possum screaming for help.
Damn. Then you see what's going on. You see it stretching.
It's amazing. He was like, the hell with it. I'm gonna put it in this.
I know.
The slap.
Yeah.
Some man walked into a Subway in Michigan and claimed he worked at another location in the area, then made himself a sandwich, rang up a few customers, stole $20 from the register, and took off.
He knew what he was doing.
He did. That tells me that he worked in some kind of retail. It might not have been Subway, but he knew what he was doing back then.
Oh, absolutely.
And he knew he wanted to make his own sandwich.
Right. Only I know how to make it. A woman in upstate New York is facing arson charges for trying to kill a bed bug with a lighter, like we always tell people not to do. After her uncle sprayed the whole house down with alcohol.
Jesus, man.
That went up quick.
God almighty.
bed bugs are trying to do us a favor.
I just don't get it. Kill It With Fire was supposed to be a funny internet thing that turned into way too much literal.
Yeah, but I think there's a group of, there's a small section of people that have been doing that for years.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, fair.
I guess now she'll sleep tight.
Damn it, Ted.
Wow.
It was budding. A bachelorette party flying from Sacramento to Mexico got kicked off of a flight last week after the bride's mom got too drunk.
Oh.
Damn.
She had two glasses of wine, is what they said. She was, I guess she has some other issues physically, like as far as ailments go.
Yeah.
Where it would lead you to believe that she is not all there. We have a friend like that.
Sure.
And so, but there were a couple of people who were just slightly, three members of the bridal party were pregnant. So they weren't in all fact right. drinking. The mom of the bride had two glasses of wine, but she also has physical.
The condition, okay.
Correct.
Sleep apnea?
No, she's got muscle issues.
Right.
She can't keep her body together. So, once again, every time you read these stories, just remember one thing. It's always American Airlines.
I know.
It's always American Airlines. So, just when you thought they sucked 20 years ago or 10 years ago?
No.
I mean, also, it could be, but like, I've seen somebody on a plane have two beers, but like, it was obvious they were drinking before they got on that plane.
Sure, 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 sure.
Yeah, that's what they, she had two glasses of wine at the airport bar before she got on the plane. Did not drink on the plane.
Right.
Coors Light is giving away free beer anytime Bud Light mocks them on social media. They've set up special taps at bars in New York, Dallas, Philadelphia, Las Vegas, and Omaha. Whenever it lights up, the next round is free.
For everybody?
I guess.
Bring the kids.
Do you get a Coors Light or do you have to drink the Bud Light?
No, you get a Coors Light. You get a Coors Light. But it's every time that Bud Light mocks them.
Oh, okay. All right, got
yeah,
it.
Be down
got
it. Got
Given
it.
The choice.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm taking Coors Light over Bud Light.
It's beer, man. And then after I'm done with it, I'm going to go back to the beer that I want to drink.
Mm-hmm. I've told this story before, but I used to work at a bar in Baltimore. And they would give you a free round when the Ravens scored a touchdown. But there was a long time where the Ravens didn't score touchdowns.
Five games in a row.
Yeah. So then it was just like, man, they get a field goal or two. We're giving you a free round.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Held it.
Yeah.
Safety.
Basically, if they score points.
Anything.
The World Wide Web turned 30 this week. And a new poll found 49% of Americans think internet access should be a basic human right.
That's why people park out in front of coffee shops after they close to steal the Wi-Fi and read stuff in their car.
Yeah, it's a good point.
But I don't know if it's a basic human. That's like saying TV's a basic human right.
Right, because that's where all the information was before.
How long is this list of basics that we need
to survive? Do you realize you have to buy something to be able to receive that?
Right.
Right, so, it's a basic human right. If you've got the money,
right.
then they will. Like, food is a basic human right. No one disputes that.
No.
Right.
But if I walk into a restaurant and take their food or a grocery store and walk out,
you're in trouble.
Like, I'm still in trouble.
Yes.
Right.
That's all. Access to it is a right.
Bingo.
Having it is something different.
Bingo. It says, remember the guy who got arrested for dipping his junk in a delivery customer's salsa?
Yeah. What happened to him?
He was sentenced to this week to 30 days in jail plus 6 months of probation.
They gave him 30 days.
That's worth it.
The judge yelled at him for laughing about it in court, which is not fair. Who's not going to laugh at that?
Right.
But like, Your Honor, you just repeated the charge. I put my testicles in salsa. What do you want me to do?
I dipped my satchel in her salsa.
Sorry. We call satchel salsa.
I find this chuckle-worthy.
It's a different flavor to this one.
Salty.
Right?
The New York
Times. I don't want to, but I like it.
Tastes like garbanzo beans.
I can't stop eating it.
Right.
I thought they already added the cheese.
It almost like it almost tastes like $1 million.
The New York Times talked to a doctor who suggested we could all potentially boost our immune systems by picking our nose more and eating it.
Well, the good news is my daughter just might live forever.
There you go.
Your booger eater?
I'm like, babe, you've got to stop, ma'am. She does it absently, right? It's not something she's trying to do, but like you watch TV and out of the corner of your eye, you see it happen.
When you get older, do you have less boogers or you just blow your nose and tissues more?
I think you just blow your nose.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I don't pick boogers out nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah. We call it social engagement, Ted.
A drunk man in Michigan was arrested after his car got stuck in a snowbank, and he started shooting the snowbank out of anger.
Well, then he's... Jesus.
Son of a bitch!
Damn snowbank. People shoot
Wait, where does he live?
Michigan.
Come on, man. You right? live in Michigan.
You didn't know there was snow out there? You don't know how to drive in the snow in Michigan.
Yeah, and it seems like he could have just, made a quick withdrawal of his car.
Let's go
bank. Bank joke. Yes, I got it.
Yeah. We'll let you stew on that
one. That's right.
Riders on the R train. Riders on the R train in Brooklyn got quite the announcement over the loudspeaker.
What was that?
About 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Bryce. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Bryce Aroni, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Here's your story. It starts pretty harsh, but follow along. A 9-year-old girl woke up early one morning back in December of 2009, and she found her mother face down in a bathtub filled with bloody water. This was inside of their Manhattan apartment. Above the tub, a cabinet door had been nearly pulled off the hinges. Now, the woman's estranged husband, who lived across the hall, said the panic girl called him. He called 911. He told the police he tried to revive his wife, and investigators initially determined that her death was, in fact, an accident. Within days, she was buried without an autopsy. But just last week, 9 years after the woman was murdered, a jury found her husband guilty of murder. The verdict came after a years-long investigation and an 8-week trial in the state Supreme Court in Manhattan. Prosecutors portrayed the husband as a heartless schemer who would stop at nothing to collect his wife's money, who would use children as pawns, blah, blah, blah. Even took steps to frame his daughter for his ex-wife's murder. Now, the trial turned largely on circumstantial evidence that pointed to the husband as the only person with the key to the apartment and who had a motive to kill the woman who lived there. She was strangled to death, they're guessing, because he wanted to inherit her fortune. And then he staged the crime scene to look like an accidental drowning. Because, you see, she had planned to cut him out of her will that exact same day.
Oh,
yep. So my question is, do you believe that this guy who killed his estranged wife for her money is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
I don't know. Ted, what do you think of?
You said it was in New York City?
Manhattan, yeah.
I mean, I think white, because I feel like my last theory was wrong about who kills their family for money. But given that it's New York City and Manhattan, we'll throw a curveball and say Jewish.
I'm going to go with my gut and say white.
Okay, Bryce, you're going to make white your final answer.
White is final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to profile this, we go to Manhattan. This goes back a ways, but a 9-year-old girl, she awakens to find her mom bloodied face down in a bathtub and she had passed on. So years go by, 9 years later, a jury ends up finding the husband guilty of murder. The reason was, at that very day, she was ready to pull him off of her will and inheritance.
And that's how you keep your murder subtle, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure you throw the cops off so there's no motive. But, Bryce, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And then you went white.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Ted, you're correct, Jewish.
Yeah, it's just like Manhattan.
I mean, this checks all the stereotypes, right?
Yeah.
And like, you live there.
Like, this was a gimme.
It's one thing to work in Manhattan.
No,
it's another thing to be able to afford to live
in. And then, now, keep in mind, not only can you afford to live in Manhattan with a child, but now you are estranged from your wife, and you moved across the hall in the same building.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's rich.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, you have money.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah!
know, people talk about retirement. People like to think about it. Seems like these days, thinking about it's about the easiest thing you can do. But anyhow, Charles Barkley, everybody knows him from playing basketball. You would also know him from commentating on the NBA on TNT. Also, in the last few years, he's been on the TNT CBS NCAA tournament coverage, right? So basically, he's just like at a table doing a little Q&A with some reporters, and they asked him his thoughts on retirement, when he might retire, even though he likes his job, and he's got good reasoning for retiring.
My goal is to try to make it to 60. I turned 56 a couple weeks ago. I think 60 is a nice round number. So right now, realistically, I think 60 is the number.
Okay. I'm going to beat you by a couple of years. I got to keep going.
Yeah, I think 60 is a good number. And I thought about last year, next year, too.
Well, you love what you do, though, right?
Yeah, but you can't work to the day you die. Stop it. I mean, at some point, you're going to start
that would be bad on
the internet. So you say there's just start S-ing and peeing yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You watch that full interview with him off the Benjamin Facebook page. It's pretty funny. He uses some colorful language.
I'm sure he already has done both of those.
Oh, I'm sure he's done it on set.
Yeah, come on.
I got doing a commercial break.
Yeah, but I bet that wasn't.
He was 32 and on a plane. It just happens. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It doesn't matter what age you are.
But
it gets worse, obviously, with age.
Right, because some people can't control it at all. That's why they have adult diapers.
Mm-hmm. Damn right.
Yeah.
Not just to look sexy.
There's a lot of things that could be going on there. Let's see. You know, we work in the entertainment industry.
Do we?
Yeah. Oftentimes, when you do, people want you to give speeches at family events, maybe DJ them. You got to explain that I'm not a real DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't play the ones and twos if my life depended on it. So anyhow, Jim Jefferies, he's talking with Jimmy Fallon, and basically he's talking about going back where he's from in Australia, and then he's got to give the best man speech at his brother's wedding.
I just went back recently to Australia and did a tour, and I was the best man at my brother's wedding.
Oh, how was that?
Not good. A lot of people expect a lot from you when you're a comedian, when you have to do your best man speech. Because everyone else gives sappy speeches.
Yeah.
They do the whole, oh, when Scott and Claire got together, I remember that was my idea of love. And seeing you together makes me believe that one day I'll find what you have. Everyone's being sensible. And then I thought, I'll get up and give a go. And I go, oh, my brother Scott called me up 2 years ago, and he said he met the girl of his dreams and he could never imagine living without this woman. Anyway, 2 weeks later, he called me back and said, that didn't work out. He's met a girl called Claire. Things are okay. But crickets! Crickets! I just went, all right, I go, well, you know, I live in Hollywood. You know, your celebrity name, Claire and Scott, would be Clot. And I go, but Claire, now that you're family, I'll call you Blood Clot. And there's nothing. So I just started lying and I just went, when I see you two together, that's my idea of love.
You yeah, absolutely. You have to know. You
I didn't even mean that.
You got another room? Smart.
No!
That is always awkward. I've only done it once, but you gotta toe that line between an acceptable joke.
Oh, yeah.
And like a joke that people are going to be pissed off.
It's more just like, hey, man, look, what are the things we agree we will never share with anyone? All right, off to anything else is fine. There's like 10 good stories, like, you don't need to know.
Yeah, and I've told this story, and it's okay. My cousin Tom's good. He finished strong. But when his brother Tim got married, Tom's a little nervous, and he goes, before I do, can you introduce me? Sure. I gotcha. Right. So now we're putting a buffer between the best man giving the speech, right? And there was a DJ there, but I introduced him. He gets up. And he opens with, I remember the first time I saw Jenny stumble over to the beer pong table. It was like, oh, no. Right. Robin, your reaction is what like half the crowd did. We're like, whoa. I mean, it finished strong. Those people are still married. So everything's fine. But yeah, stumbled over. Like, that's the bride.
That's how you start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to be honest, she's not even a big drinker.
That's why she was stumbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to my cousin Tim. Once when I was 17, I went to visit him in college for playing beer pong. I ripped a horrible fart. And he took the blame.
Why would he take the blame?
Because his buddies knew it was me, but they knew I'd be like super awkward. So they were just like, oh, it was him. It was Tim. And then he just kind of went with it.
Okay.
I like that you remember that and still appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. It was an awful fart. I mean, there was a lot of... It was a good party. Bad fart. Let's see. Let's go with the college scandal still going on, rocking the world right now. How did we pronounce this yesterday correctly? Laura
Loughlin. I think it's Loughlin.
Loughlin.
Mm-hmm. Laura Loughlin.
Laura locked up. It's more like it. she surrendered to the authorities. She was at least on $100 million bond, just like her husband.
That was $1 million, right?
What did I say?
$100 million.
Oh, no, no, no. $1
million. Still a lot of money. You have to kill, like, everyone in a country to get one. Like, we'll bail you out, but it's $100 million.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I turned into Dr. Evil. $100 million. Yeah.
You mean this institution that doesn't play its players and makes millions and millions of dollars off the backs of all these people is a little bit on the
sketchy side? Well, here's my thing. If it's illegal and the FBI investigate, they should have to do time just like anybody else, right? But my question is, how is that any different than, like, me being like, hey, Ted Jr. here wants into your school, so I'll open up the Ted Smith School of Radio?
I'll tell you how it's different. Because one of them legal and one of them is not. What is the difference between me smoking a joint in certain states, drinking a beer? What's the difference between me bribing a cop, right? Bribing a cop because, hey, I was speeding, you caught me, this ticket's for, I don't know, $120. Will you just take $120? And he says no. And I go to court and just hand $120 to them. Like,
yeah.
They don't call it a bribe there. They call it something different. But I can't just say, like, there is no difference other than one is legal and one's not. You're 100% correct, right? But literally it comes down to that. That's all, right? So you can't bribe a cop, but you can go pay your court costs. You're a dangerous criminal. You should be locked up. I got $5,000. All right, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Becky, you're going to jail. Felicity Huffman, by the way. So Felicity Huffman, she had to surrender her passport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flight risk it, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, she was out of the country to begin with, right?
When was Lori Locke.
Oh, that was the other one. Okay, all right.
Because
right.
That was in Canada.
That would make sense if you're
right. Lori, right. She gets to keep hers because she's still working in Canada. Felicity Huffman, they were like, yours is gone.
It's gotta be, man.
But also, she's Felicity Huffman. I think it'd be hard for her to disappear.
Well, it's not about disappearing. It's about going to a place with no extradition, right? So, if I go to Brazil, I'm not a murderer.
You're talking about Belize?
Belize, right? I'm sitting here. Yes, here I am in Belize. I can send you an Instagram post. They're not going to extradite me because I didn't do anything, quote unquote, that bad. It's not violent. It's not drug trafficking. It's like, look, I did what a bunch of rich people do. And Ted, I did not pay for a building.
Yeah.
I just went through the back channels, right? So I did it illegally. Same scam, but whatever. They're not going to buy. And the thing is, I'm also Felicity Huffman living in Belize with Felicity Huffman money. Belize is going to be real cool with me being there.
Yeah. Well, and they don't extradite.
That's exactly.
You know, some of it's even weirder state to state.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, certain, depending on what the crime is or whatever, like, if you move to another state, like, some of the stuff just won't transfer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to look it up and see what I can do.
Man, Lori is just on fire here. So while she's being charged with breaking the law to get her daughter into SC, did you hear where the daughter was?
No.
She was in the Bahamas
A yacht belonging to the chairman of USC's board of directors.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter's stupid. I mean, like, this girl's real dumb. But yeah. She could be, and again, and I say this as kindly as I can. It's never important for her to be like human being smart. She can be like your pet dog smart, which is about where she's at, because she has the money.
She's an influencer. Right. She influences other dumb people.
Right. I'm cute. Amazon's behind me, right? So the thing is, she's fine because you get to go to money, and inevitably, that's the only thing that seems to matter. So, but her daughter's like actually stupid.
Mm-hmm. And both of those kids aren't going to USC anymore.
Well, of course not.
No.
No, they're
apparently something bad happened.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah,
but it's not going to matter. That's the difference.
No.
They're not going to go to USC, and it's not going to matter.
They'll still use Trojans.
Maybe. Depends on how this affects their lifestyles.
It should be pointed out. But, well played. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Trojan, but remember, the Trojans lost.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Like, the Spartan condom is the one I would rather, given the choice.
Yeah,
right.
That Trojan horse. Everybody loves a Trojan horse.
You do, but that was their downfall.
Yeah, I guess. You're right.
Look at this big wooden horse they gave us.
I mean, it doesn't matter. She has plenty of money. Even if her friends give her a ribbing or two, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine. Here's another fun fact. The guy that ran the scheme actually made a video pitching a reality show about his work, life coaching families about getting their kids into college.
Give it cash.
Thanks, life coach. Your advice was take cash.
Are you rich?
Your money. I need money, and then I'll grease palms and get him in there.
How dumb are these people you've got in your family? Okay.
I could do that, right?
Oh, by the way, Lori Loughlin, according to the comments here, she got fired. No more work. And Becky out of work.
Ooh. Lifetime. Man, that's brutal.
But guess what? Her husband still makes like $8 million every 15 seconds. She's okay, just like her kids are okay.
They are, but for somebody, if she ever wanted to work again, that's tough. I feel like lifetime work is, no pun intended, is good for a lifetime. I feel like those people get on that network and stay.
Sure.
Whew, lifetime. Swinging that axe.
We can't have you here.
Once we say in the sports world, the old snip snip.
I'm sure that's exactly what they said. Oh, Lori, I hate to break it to you. We're going to give you the old snip, snip. Be on your way, Becky.
They should have done it like they did in high school, right, Miles? Make her fly all the way back to Canada, go on the set, and then there's a list.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, if your name's not on the list, thanks for trying out.
That's right.
You're no longer on Fuller House.
Wait a minute. Look at all these people crying.
God, that was horrible.
It was. I can picture one kid crying right now. Just like freshman football.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will sound really dated, but my high school had payphones in it because people didn't have cell phones. And man, sitting by the payphone waiting to call and say you made the team and crying, dude, I was like, oh.
Well, the thing is,
maybe she's marking his territory.
You post it and it's like, look, you know everyone in the school's reading this just so we can harass the people that didn't make it. I mean, you're just sending these kids out there, man.
Yeah, it's cut and dry. All right, let's stick with some more drama. Kelly Ripa. She's still pissed at Michael Strahan because he left Live in 2016 for a spot of Good Morning America. But now the not-so-reliable Life and Style magazine says that after less than 2 years, Ryan Seacrest wants to quit, too.
The problem is, what's the one kind
of... I don't know. Well, they're saying, I guess Kelly knows he's getting homesick for the West Coast because he's been talking about it a lot lately. She asked him, and he, of course, said, well, I'll honor my contract. But I guess a lot of people are saying, like Seacrest wants out. No pun intended.
All right. I was going to say, geez.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Right.
Plus, Seacrest has so much going on, and, like, his life is based on the West Coast. I mean, I think that was a good job. Also, like, for Kelly Ripa, like, dude, you still have that show. And, like, people still like you. Like,
you don't need a co-host, even. Right, you could have guest host in, you know, once a week, every 3 weeks. It'll be fine. You're fine.
Yeah. You're either New York or L.A. in that business, depending on what you like. I know Conan. Remember how hard of a time he had when he just took the Tonight Show? And he was like, this place is, because he lived in New York for most of his life.
But, I mean, even your audience sitting, you know, your studio audience that you're looking at live, there's very different things that people find funny, right? And you learn that real quick.
Jimmy Fallon moved the Tonight Show because he did not want to be in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he moved the entire show.
I forget about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing, too, with her, with Kelly Ripa, is, like, it's Ryan Seacrest. You know what I mean? Like, Strahan was ascending. Like, Seacrest is already there. Like, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's bigger than you when he took the job.
Right. You give that, like, Kelly.
I mean, like,
I'll just say this right now. Kelly Ripa, you hire me. I'll stay with you.
Baby.
Yeah. No worries.
Okay.
Right?
I'm staying with you, baby.
Yeah. I would probably lose that job within 6 months. Funny comment. I'd be like, dude. This is 10 a.m. TV. You cannot say that.
I know.
Like,
oh, we get away with that on our show. Never mind.
My bad. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a sign. I didn't know that.
That's why we don't do morning radio.
But yeah, that's the big rumor he wants out. Yeah, and I'm with you, man. If you grew up on the West Coast.
Except for in Grand Forks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do it there.
You probably want to come back to the West Coast.
Right.
Let's see. Kevin Nealon, been talking about him lately. He's been doing all the rounds, and he's got this little kid that apparently, because he's old. And he's 63. The kid is 10. So here's him with James Corden kind of talking about skiing with the kid.
Love to ski. I've skied all my life, although I took a break until I had a child. And and I'm considerably older than him, you know. And I get tired. And it's a lot of work when you take your kid out. You got to get the rental skis and you got to put the boots on. And we go skiing all day and we stay out until like the last lift goes up. And all I'm thinking all day is, I can't wait to get back to the hotel, take a hot bath, and just get in bed as soon as we get back there.
Yeah.
And then on the shuttle on the way back to the hotel, he goes, Daddy, when we get back to the hotel, let's play in the snow. Let's have a snowball fight and build a snow fort and all that stuff. You know? And I say, yes, that's a great idea. Because, you know, I want him to have the memory of me having a heart attack in the snow.
He's a funny dude.
He is. You know, but that's got to be tough, right? And you're skiing all day. I mean, that makes me tired. I'm 38.
Right.
They just don't run out of energy, man. That's the problem.
Yeah, right? I mean, ever. They're basically like, it's been said 1,000 times, but it's drunk people. Like, they're full of energy, and then eventually they just kind of crash.
Right.
There's not like a slowdown, right? This is a Saturday afternoon. No, I've been at a sporting event. Like, I'm running, and then it's like, oh, Ted's asleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's
That's
a lot.
Why they call it passing out, not going to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. What did I say? I went to sleep very quickly. let's see. Alfonso Ribeiro. He finally dropped his lawsuit against Fortnite for using his Carlton the use on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No reason was given, but, you know, basically last week the copyright office said, hey, you can't copyright the dance.
Right.
So, yeah.
Most of those games can take anything they want. It could be an image of somebody. I mean, we've seen this movie before. I mean, everybody is kind of sort of somebody, but they're not that real person.
All you have to do is not say it's them. I mean, that's the and not use their actual likeness, right? So years ago, I mean,
look at Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I mean, there was a Cher impersonator years ago, and Cher took this guy to court either in Vegas or New York. I don't remember, but either way, went to the lawsuit, and this guy would perform as a Cher impersonator and would sing her songs and do all this stuff.
Better than she did.
And the licensing was okay because it went through, like, a karaoke company. Whatever the case, in the end, the judge said, look, you can't sue the guy. Because even though the guy looks like you, the guy talks like you, sings like you, moves like you, and acts like you, not once, ever, and they went through all of his media posts, he's never, ever used your name.
And he's obviously a tribute to you.
It's obvious what it is, but he never
said. Nobody thinks he's Cher.
Right. Yeah, and he never said. Exactly. So he's never made money off of your name. He makes money off of people's assumption that that's what it's supposed
McDonald's
to be.
And Black Sabbath don't go after Max Sabbath.
Right. Neither one cares. They kind of go, we get it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how McDowell's stayed open for so long in New York City.
McDowell's?
McDowell's, yeah.
Yeah.
Never they were just like McDonald's.
But well, yeah. I figured that.
Coming to America joke.
All right.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Australia mom creates a relaxation station for her teenage son. Has no idea, but she completes it with tissues, lotion, and a TV remote. Meanwhile, Indiana man arrested over 30 times still finds time to do drugs and gloat. We stay in Indiana as homeowner finds dead man under 900 pounds safe. Fox breaks into chicken coop and hens decide to attack and to chafe. And Brooklyn R-Train riders alerted to the next stop. Suck my D Boulevard. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Brooklyn, where someone may have hijacked or snapped while on the R-Train. Regular riders were going about their day when out of nowhere over the PA, someone informed them, quote, the next stop is Suck My D Avenue. Not fully knowing if it was really what they heard, the train came to a stop, and again, over the loudspeaker, quote, 9th Street, suck my D, bitch.
Dang.
MTA officials are looking into the incident.
Oh, that's my stop.
Yeah, there we are.
This is somebody who's lost their freaking mind. Other than, he's either hijacked it or this guy's completely stressed out and just decided, F it, I'm done.
To me, it's just New York.
You think?
Oh, yeah, I think.
Yeah, I'm just picturing some random dude just got in there and thought it was funny to say.
Fair.
Also, it's weird. New Yorkers are kind of confrontational. Like, they'll yell at people.
Mm-hmm.
But on the train, I feel like there's so much craziness. People just are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's not in my face.
Let me just get there.
Just another day on the train. Then he's behind a door. So, really, his boss is going to yell at him, but I think he's going to keep his job.
Oh, sure.
They don't know who's back there. In other news, we go down under, where a mother posted her very own hack on Facebook. The woman posted a photo of her teenage son's relaxation station, where she had used a soap dispenser from Kmart as well as a bathroom tray to use in her son's room. See, her son has colds very, very often, so he has to use a lot of Kleenex as well as...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
He's had dry skin throughout his entire life, and he goes through lotion like crazy.
Just in the last couple of years, though.
She also likes internet TV in bed.
Correct. That is actually a quote. That's exactly what she said.
That's porn.
Urso's relaxation station comes complete with remote, lotion, and tissues, and it didn't take long for people to break the news to her about what exactly he uses that relaxation station for.
Yeah.
There's a nice big comfy chair there.
I think she knows.
You think
so?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Either that or he thinks that she knows and she's just completely oblivious. Like, he told her, this is my relaxation station.
And it's his mother. His dad knows. But the, you know what I mean? The mom.
A dad for sure. Like,
right, the mom. It's the same way dads talk about their daughters. Like, yeah.
If only dad was
around. But it's like.
If only dad was around to tell her.
Way to say that, Miles. A woman has been arrested for domestic dispute after an altercation about pickleball. Apparently, the pair got into an argument about pickleball, a pickleball clinic being offered nearby, an argument that led her to punch the man in the face and later attack him with a metal easel.
Wow.
I have no idea how this all got fired up.
Pickleball?
Pickleball.
Somebody help me.
You never heard pickleball? Pickleball?
I've heard of it. I just don't know if I know what it is.
It's, I haven't played it since school when they had us do it. It has that little square paddle on it. I've actually got a picture.
Is it like tennis for people with no arm strength?
Kind of, sort of. It's a lot like...
Oh.
Yeah.
You used to play over a net on the ground? Maybe?
Yeah. You use a little wooden paddle and a rubber ball, and it's basically lighter.
Cool. Sounds like the same stuff in my sex dungeon.
Right.
It was first played, actually, in the state of Washington.
That is correct.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Home of the pickle.
Police were called and she was arrested, and you will never guess where this classy story comes from.
Florida.
Florida. Ah, good call. Who plays pickleball? What's the game? What's the game in the room? You got this small
racquetball.
Room. Racquetball.
Yeah,
that's what it's called. I want to do that with some
game in the room.
That would kick your
you
ass.
You know what I'm yeah, I'm sure it will.
Racquetball.
I see people sweating like crazy coming out of there.
It's also handball.
Handball.
No, joke. Yeah, which there's handball courts. It's almost like a racquetball court, except you can't throw it against the back wall. And they're outside.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then they have the kind of like the Australian team playing in his relaxation station.
Handball. In Indiana, a man was cleaning out his garage after a suspected break-in to find something rather disturbing. The man's garage had been broken into, as evidenced by his the door frame being damaged. And the next day, he was cleaning it out to see, if anything, what all had been stolen, and came upon his antique floor safe and noticed that it had been knocked over. Upon further investigation, the man found a crushed body underneath the safe, and it is assumed to be the burglar. The safe weighs in excess of 900 pounds.
Surprise.
And the man was pronounced dead at the scene.
Sure he was.
Damn.
Well, instant karma.
I guess. I don't... How are you hauling that thing out to where it will knock itself over?
It's trying to pull it over and it fell on him.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Something happened. You don't just move a nine. I mean, obviously,
correct,
everything's tippable. You know what I mean? So
it's got a pivot point on it somewhere.
He found it.
Dumb criminals. We go to Missouri, where a woman has been accused of accidentally killing her boyfriend when she was reenacting a scene from a movie. While the story does not tell which movie they were reenacting, it is known that the scene involves a gun because she actually shot her boyfriend and left him with wounds bad enough that he passed on from his injuries.
Wow.
Yeah, typically movies, when you see a gun, they also shoot.
Right. And guess what? They're using fake guns in those movies. That's why they point them and shoot them, and nobody's actually dead.
Correct. I was going to say, does it matter what movie it was? It's just a movie that involved a gun and you shooting someone.
Exactly. Quit playing with your guns, people. Damn. There's trouble. All right,
take that as you will.
There's trouble at the border, the Canadian border. A couple brothers from Nova Scotia didn't make it as far as they thought they would in their plan to drive all the way from Canada to Mexico armed with only a paper map. They bought themselves a 67 Buick Skylark, filled it with tons of gas in the car in order to not have to make any stops along the way. Unfortunately, the road that they used to cross the border into the U.S. was not as open as they thought. They thought it was just one of those unguarded routes that we have up there on the northern border. It was, in fact, one of the largest checkpoints in New Brunswick. They were detained immediately and arrested.
Why?
They didn't have, well, first they...
Oh, no passport or any of that stuff.
Driver's license.
Yeah, they didn't have any identification.
They had nothing. All right.
They turned out of the line, and that's already kind of a sketchy thing for you to do at the border. And then they went and they got all these cans of
gas. Gallons of gasoline.
That's right.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Bad Jokes, Ted versus the FCC, and we will drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please,
do what you do best. For Letha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.